And I got up this morning just praying, asking the Lord for help. And Brother Dustin, I asked you to preach last week. And I'm trusting the Lord. I'm going to say this. You come on up here. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm just going to say just a word, and then you come preach. But I thank the Lord, and I want every one of you to know it. Brother Wayne, Brother Matt, AJ and Scotty, Brother Jesse, Brother Dustin, I thank the Lord that I can have confidence in every one of these men of God that's standing around praying and asking the Lord for what we need. And I just felt like I was impressed of the Lord that Kayla needed to sing, and you just need to preach. We're going to try to mind the Lord. I want everybody else to mind the Lord after that.
Amen. Turn in your Bibles, Book of Mark, chapter number 5. Don't surprise me a bit, the way things have been going. Lord, he knows what he's doing. I just want to give you the burden of my heart and trust that the Lord do what he wants with it. No doubt, familiar verse of Scripture. Everybody that can and able, if you'll stand in reverence reading the Word of God, Mark chapter number 5. We're going to start reading verse number 24. Bible says this, says, and Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
Right.
When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment, For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes?
Go ahead.
And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Let's pray this evening. Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord, again, we just come before you. Lord, we pray you'd help us, Lord, for a little while. Lord, I know, Lord, tonight that without you we can do nothing. Lord, I believe this is where you'd have us to be. Lord, I believe you've sent the message. Lord, you knew the hearers that would be here. And God, I pray now, Lord, that you just give us good liberty and unction and on our lips of clay. Help us, Lord, that we'd follow it, Lord, in obedience. Lord, through the Spirit of God. Lord, we love you tonight. Pray, Lord, you'd help those that need it. In your most precious name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Do appreciate your good attention, reverence, read the Word of God. And as I said, I know and understand, no doubt, this is a familiar verse of Scripture, something we've seen read many times. But my heart and my thought and my mind, boy, I tell you, it's just been on this woman here in this Scripture. And Brother Kevin, I don't mean to read too much into the Scripture or anything like that. I don't think you really have to. Whenever you read this chapter and you read these verses and you see, Brother Donnie, the kind of shape that this woman is in, I tell you, it's just a story of despair. It's a story where her struggles and her frustrations, Brother Doug, they just drip off the pages. I know there's a lot that's not said here, but even though it's not said, I believe if you just with an honest heart read that, you can see that this woman, she's in real bad shape. And she's at her wit's end, as the Bible says, and she's tried everything there is to try. The Bible says that she had visited many physicians. I believe in the book of Luke, chapter number 8, it even says that she had suffered many things of many physicians. The Bible said that she had spent all that she had. And again, in Luke chapter 8, I believe it says that she nothing bettered, but rather grew worse.
Hey.
And this is not just a woman that's been sick for a few months. I know you all because you're the same way that I am. And most of the time, but Doug, if we go to the doctor, but Jesse, we were just talking this evening before church. And if we go and they miss it the first time, boy, I tell you, we get frustrated and we get aggravated. And we say, man, they've missed it and I want to feel better right now. But this woman had been dealing with this for 12 long years. She had visited all the physicians there was to try. She had spent everything that she had, and she still could find no answers. And as I thought about that, and again, just thinking about what it would be like to be this woman, boy, I thought there had to be so much in her heart that just, Brother Kevin, no doubt sometimes when we go and we try one thing and it don't work, and we hear about something else and we try that and it don't work, and we try this and this and this, and boy, at some point, you just lose belief that anything's going to help. I mean, at some point, you just have to throw in the towel and just say, man, I am just going to have to deal with whatever this is that I've got for the rest of my life. And no doubt that's where this woman was at. She tried everything she knew to try. She had come to everything. But boy, I'm glad there was a day that she found the answer to her problem. Even if she had believed that nothing was ever going to change her situation, one day she figured out that things can change. And that's what I want to preach to you tonight, is that things can change. We was over at the ball field just the other night, and I had an old buddy, and Brother Matt, I was talking to him, and I knew his cousin growing up. We were real good friends. And I asked him how he was doing, and Brother Kevin, it just, as soon as I said his name, boy, his countenance just totally changed. And he said, have you not heard what's been going on with him? And I said, well, I knew he got into drugs, and I knew it wasn't good. He said, man, he's been in prison, and he spent about 2 years in there, and he got out. And he said it was just 2 or 3 weeks, and he was just right back in the same old mess. Wow. And boy, I looked at him, and I said, man, I said, I didn't know that, and that breaks my heart, and I hate that. But I told him this. I said, man, I've been thinking about him. And I said, that fella, he's just been on my heart. I've just been praying for him for a long time now. Just even though we were just childhood friends, boy, I just had a burden for him. And I said, you know, I know that it looks bad and things seem bleak in his life, but I said, you know, if the Lord ever got a hold of him, things could really change in his life. And I tell you what he done. Now, this fella, as far as I know, Brother Kevin, he don't know the Lord either. And I tell you, he just looked at me and he didn't believe what I was saying. I said, I believe the Lord could change him. And he said, I don't know. He said, but I tell you this, anything that would change him, it would have to be that. And boy, as I began to think about that, and boy, and even just talking to him, I thought, man, I'm glad I know one that it don't matter how dark the situation is. It don't matter how bad that it looks on the outside. It don't matter how much everybody else has give up on them. The Lord can change that situation. I tell you, these people that looked at this woman in the Bible, and they looked at her, Brother Doug, they said there ain't no hope for her. She's had this issue for a long time, that she's tried everybody. There are just no answers to this equation. There is nothing that can solve the problem that this woman has. They had lost all belief that anything was ever going to change that situation. But boy, I'm glad there was a day. I believe the Bible says, it's here in verse number 27, it says this. It says, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and that she touched his garment. And boy, as I began to think about that, I thought, you know what? Up to this point, there's something that they had left out of this equation. Brother Matt, they had left the Lord totally out. The Bible never says that she had ever sought the Lord to fix the issue. Bible don't tell us that she had ever sought him before and may not knew about him. Brother Kevin, I don't know what she knew, but I know this in verse number 27, that the Bible says that she heard about Jesus. Now, I'll tell you what I know that she heard about him, Brother Matt. She heard good stuff, because she would have never been going to him had she not heard about what he had been doing. She had heard through the grapevine about how that he had been walking about. And Brother Bobby, she had heard how that there was a blind man that he had healed his sight. She had heard about Lazarus, how that he was dead for 4 days and the Lord had raised him from the dead. She had heard about the lame being made to walk. And boy, there's all these miracles that the Scripture don't even record for us to know. And she had heard about all those things. And boy, just in the verses before this, he had been on the other side of the water. And he was over there, and there was a man that was possessed with demons. And boy, had a legion of demons in him. And he had invoked his authority over them and casted them out. And this woman had heard about this Jesus and what he could do. And a woman who had no hope that anything was ever going to change. She finally heard about somebody who could change her situation. And I tell you what she done. She said, I have got to get to him. And she comes, and you can see in the scripture that there's a great crowd of people around the Lord. The Bible said that they were thronging him, and that, you know, they were just all over him, Brother Doug. It's like if a movie star walked in, he had security guards, and the people just crowded around him. That's what I've got in my mind of what this picture looked like. He's walking through the streets, and there's people just all over him trying to get to him and touching him all over. But boy, then this woman, she said, man, I've got to get to him. And I know I'm not going to be able to get close, and I know I'm not going to be able to get to the front of the line. So she said, man, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. I mean, if I could just, Joey, just get, I just know if I can just barely touch him. If I can even just touch the clothes that he's wearing. As much as I've heard about him and as great things as he's been able to do. If I can just do that, then I believe it'll help me. Right? And so she done that. And you read through the scripture, what we find is that she got to him. She had left him out up to this point. She had heard about him. She went to him. And this is what she found out. Now Jesus, again, he's being touched by all these different people. And he stops what's going on. And he said, who touched me? Yeah. Now his disciples looked at him and he said, what do you mean who touched you? Yeah. There's 400 people touching you. They're thronging you. We can't keep them off of you. What do you mean that somebody touched you? And he said, hey, you know what? There is a crowd of people, and they're thronging me, and they're touching me. But somebody has come in faith. Somebody has reached out for help. Somebody, they wasn't just with the crowd. They wasn't just there to see what was going on. They wasn't just there, Brother Doug, just to be at church. They wasn't just there because mom and daddy made them go. They wasn't just there because that's what was expected of them. They wasn't just there because they wanted to clear their conscience. But he said, somebody has reached out and touched me. Somebody is seeking help, and they found it. And I want them to come forward and tell me who they are. And of course, we know the Lord knows who she was. He knew she was there. I mean, he knew all those things. But he wanted that woman to come forth and to say, hey, it's me, Lord. I'm the one that needed help. I'm the one that reached out by faith, and I'd heard about you. I'd heard about what you could do. And what I found out is that everything I heard was right. I thought my situation couldn't change, but I found out that it could change. And I know that if I could get to you, I believe that it could change. And boy, in one instant, just one step of faith, her whole situation totally changed. Ain't that something? And so the Lord looks at her and he says, all right. He said, this is what he said in verse number 34. He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. So again, this is a deliberate touch of faith that this woman had made. And she got what she was asking for. Now, I don't know a lot, but I do know this. The Bible says that the Lord is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. I look at her situation, and I know this is a physical scripture. This is talking about a physical ailment. But Brother Kevin, I can look at that, and I can say, as far as the world is concerned, this woman was hopeless. But she found hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. When nobody else could do nothing to change it, the Lord changed it. And I tell you this, there's just three things I want to preach about tonight, and I'll be quiet and I'll get out of the way. But there's just three little things the Lord's put on my heart tonight to preach about that can change. Boy, I'm glad that our destination can change. Our nature can change. See, we've got a bad problem, folks. And we don't like to talk about this. And Brother Doug, when we go door knock and we talk to folks, hey, there ain't nobody out here wanting to admit that they're a sinner on their way to hell. Right. And they can pretend to us, maybe they go to church, and they can pretend they're this, pretend they're that. But the fact of the matter is, the core of the problem, the route in which they're taken, they are on their way to hell.
Right.
And there's a lot of them that think that won't never change. They think that's just who I am. And Brother Donnie, I've thought many times about you testifying and saying that when you got saved, that there's plenty of people that said, boy, it won't never last. He'll just be right back to the same old Donnie. And here we are all these years later. You know what we found out? The Lord can make a change. And the Lord made a change in me. And if you're saved, the Lord made a change in you. And if the Lord ain't never made a change, then you ain't saved. And I say praise the Lord for that. He makes a difference for you. And a change can be made. I think there may be people under the sound of my voice tonight, and you've almost got to the point where you've given up on yourself. You've said, I've been around this church thing for so long. I've been hanging around it. I've heard what they've said. But boy, I just don't know if the Lord would ever save me. And I don't know what you've done, and I don't know why you've given up. I don't know why you think that things ain't never going to change. And as far as you're concerned, you're right. They never will change. Your nature won't change. Your habits won't change. You're always going to go back to the same old you. I used to do that all the time. Boy, Lord, I'm going to read my Bible more. I'm going to pray. I'm talking about when I was lost. I'd say, boy, I'm going to read. I'm going to start reading my Bible. And I'm going to be a good little boy. And I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And boy, Brother Kevin, it wouldn't be long. I'd be right back in the same old shape. And I'd be frustrated and all these things. And the problem was that my nature had not changed. The Lord had not made a change. Turning over a new leaf don't do it, friend. It takes being born again by the grace of God. But I'm glad tonight that the offer still stands. It ain't changed. The door ain't shut. God says, if you want to be changed, then I am willing to change you. You know why this woman got healed in this story? Because God was willing to heal her.
That's right.
Friend, I tell you, and again, he turned around. That's what you see in this scripture. That was the Lord's desire. He was there that day. He was walking where he was walking in the crowd he was in because he wanted to make a change in her. And I say praise the Lord for it. The next thing I thought about is this loop, even after we're saved. And I know a lot of y'all is more spiritual than I am, and you ain't never been trapped up in nothing like this. But I tell you what happens a lot of times, even after we're born again, well, you can get trapped up in a loop of sin. And it's a constant revolving door. And it's a snare, I believe the Bible calls it. The snares of the devil and of our flesh. I mean, I'm telling you, friend, this flesh is a lot to contend with.
You're right.
And you'll beat your head against the wall in frustration. And time again, well, you think you'll get that thing right, and then it just over and over and over and over, and you'll do good for a while, and then over and over, and we get frustrated, and we pin that on ourselves and try to, man, I'm going to change this, and I'm going to change that. But I tell you what we need. We need the Lord's help.
You're right.
You can't conquer that thing by yourself. But I tell you what, if you're born again, you got somebody on the inside, and he can. Hey, he can help you with that.
Yep.
He can help you overcome that.
Yep.
I'm talking about put it in your past. It's no longer who I am, no longer what I do, no longer what I think, no longer what I say. That is in the past.
Right.
I have overcome it. The Lord has helped me. The Lord has changed me. But I tell you what happens. You get in that loop and you think things ain't ever going to change. Same old same. Over and over and over. And if you do like this woman does before this scripture and you leave the Lord out of the equation, well, you're right. You'll stay in the loop. You'll stay trapped. You're going to stay snared up. But Jordan, but boy, when you put the Lord in there, reaching out by faith and saying, Lord, I know if I can just get to you, well, I know that you can help me. You can help me overcome this. And I believe that the Lord can, don't you? And I say praise the Lord for it. You say, well, preacher, that ain't me. Well, I tell you what, I thought about this. Boy, there's a coldness that can creep into your life. Born again, on the way to heaven, saved as saved can be, and cold and indifferent, no joy, no peace. You come to the house of God, you know it's the right thing to do. You want to come, you listen to Brother Kevin preach. You may sit down and you read your Bible. You may try to throw up a few prayers here and there, but things just ain't right. You're cold. You're indifferent. You ain't enjoying this thing like you used to. You say, preacher, why are you preaching like that? Because I know. I've been there. I tell you, it's a hard place to be. You know what's right. You know, you're trying to head in the right direction, but something is just off. And you're just cold, and things just ain't clicking, and you're frustrated, and you're disappointed, and you're suffering. And then we think, man, and I've been there. I've been there where I've just threw in the towel and said, Brother Matt, I believe I'm just going to quit. I'm going to quit preaching. I'm going to quit going to church. I'm just going to sit in the back and not say nothing, not do nothing. And I'm so flustered with where I'm at. But you know what? We're leaving the Lord out of that equation.
You're right.
See, that's our problem. Brother Denver, we try to fix stuff ourselves. If you're in that kind of shape, you ain't never going to get there by yourself.
You're right.
You ain't never going to get better. You can't do enough Bible reading. You can't do enough hours of prayer.
That's right.
You can't do enough, get enough knowledge. You can't go to church enough. I mean, all those things are good and they're right and you should do them. But first and foremost, you got to get to Him. She didn't skip. She straight to the Lord. She said, if I can get to Him. And I tell you what the Lord can do. And this is always, but Delmer, every time I've ever been real cold, it's always amazed me. Sometimes months and months, maybe even years of frustration and coldness and deadness and hardness in my heart. Don't enjoy the Scripture like I should. Don't enjoy praying like I should. Don't enjoy preaching like I should. And then just, boy, in one moment of coming to Him. See, this woman, what she done is she humbled herself.
That's right.
Because when the Lord said, who was it? She didn't cower away. The Bible says, I believe it's in the book of Luke, over in the Scripture in Luke, it says here that the woman, fearing, trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before Him and told Him all the truth. But in Luke chapter number 8, let's see if we can find it. It said in verse number 47, it's right here. It says, when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before Him. She declared unto Him before all the people for what cause she had touched Him and how she was healed immediately. So the Bible there says that she realized that she wasn't hid. She was exposed. And she said, all right, He knows what I am. He knows it was me. He knows I'm the one that needed help. He knows I was the one that was sick. And I'm just going to come to the Lord. And I'm just going to humble myself. And that, friend, is when the change is made.
That's right.
And He looked at her that day and He said, daughter, He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Yeah. Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. When she came to the Lord that day, she had no guarantee that it was going to be resolved. Nobody was writing a contract saying, if you could get there, we guarantee it 100%, none of those things. But what she did do was this. She heard about Him, heard about who He was, heard about what He had done.
Yes.
She believed it.
That's right.
She believed the report.
That's right.
And she said, if I can just get to Him, I believe it'll happen. And He looked at her and He said, hey, thy faith made thee whole. Now, I don't know where you're at tonight, and I don't know what your need is, but regardless, you say, preacher, it just don't feel like anything's ever going to change. Well, if you leave the Lord out, you're right. It probably won't. But boy, if you could ever come to Him humbly in faith, friend, the Lord will make a difference. He'll save you. He'll get you out of the sin. He'll take that old cold, dead heart, warm it back up towards the things of God. It's all just a step away. But Kevin, it's all right if somebody comes and plays. Is that okay, brother? Whoever wants to, come play a song on the piano. Everybody stand to your feet. I feel like I've cleared my heart. I don't know nobody's need tonight. I do know this about this scripture. This woman was willing to humble herself and come. And I'm not one. I'm not going to drag things on or nothing like that. I've preached what the Lord's given me. I'm going to let her play. And if you're here tonight and you need some sort of change, I tell you what, you're just humble yourself and just come to the Lord.